Birthday phone call. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. The leaders of China and Russia continue to keep a yearly tradition.
President Putin has always called President Xi on his birthday, and that was on Wednesday. And what was interesting is after 115 days of war, the president of China did not condemn or try to distance himself from Putin, despite the atrocities that have been documented quite thoroughly. The Ukraine conflict is at a crucial turning point right now, and all Americans should be concerned that President Xi thinks that Putin is winning enough that he is not distancing himself from the Russian leader.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. The Biden administration is considering a plan to temporarily pause the nation's gas tax. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says while U.S. inflation is at a 40-year high, other countries are sharing in the pain.
The United States is certainly not the only advanced economy suffering from high inflation. We see it in U.K., we see it in France, Germany, Italy, and the causes of it are global, not local.
Secretary Yellen on ABC's This Week. Inflation is also taking a toll on infrastructure projects, with rising prices on asphalt, steel, and iron pipes driving up the costs. The summer travel season is getting off to a rough start.
Another day of turmoil for tens of thousands of air travelers at airports across the country. Airlines delayed or canceled thousands of flights again, and many more delays might be coming as the July 4th weekend approaches. The airlines are blaming a combination of staff shortages and bad weather.
Fox's John Scott. A police officer is hurt in a shooting in a popular Washington, D.C. neighborhood. Police say multiple people were shot during a festival. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
The search is on for four inmates who escaped from a federal prison in Virginia.
They were last seen at a federal correctional complex in Hopewell, Virginia, at around 1:45 a.m. Saturday. Now, all four men serving at least 10 years in prison on a number of drug and weapon-related charges. Corey Branch was sentenced to more than 13 years in prison for possession of fentanyl with intent to distribute. He was also busted for possession of a firearm. Tavares Lewayne Graham found guilty of possessing more than 500 grams of cocaine. He was serving a 10-year prison term when he escaped. Lamonte Rashawn Willis serving an 18-year sentence for possession and stealing a firearm at the time of the escape. And then finally, Kareem Allen Shaw was in prison on heroin possession with intent to distribute.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Former rebel Gustavo Petro is Colombia's new president after narrowly winning a runoff election. Petro becomes the country's first leftist president. Many Colombians are unhappy over rising inequality, inflation, and violence. The International Swimming Federation announces new restrictions on transgender participants.
The new rules would mean that in order to compete in women's swimming, a trans athlete would have to complete their transition before the age of 12. Now, FINA says this new gender inclusion policy will require trans swimmers to provide proof that their transition started before they went through puberty, and also that they have continued to suppress testosterone levels in order to compete. The new rules also hitting the cycling world. Thursday, the International Cycling Union increase the time that transgender athletes must remain with low testosterone levels.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Matt Fitzpatrick takes home one of the grandest trophies in golf at the Country Club. Fitzpatrick joins Jack Nicklaus as the only men to win a U.S. Amateur and U.S. Open on the same course. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.